937-3737.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock Central and 3 o'clock Central. From high atop the Ozark Mountains, Missouri, Studio A. Information is on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, and podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and we have a full schedule this week. Coming up in just a minute, Frank Underhill. Matt Stein's coming up tomorrow, Dr. Norman Shealy, Lisa Bedford, the survival mom, John Moore's going to be talking about rapid climate change, and John Reagan is going to be with me this afternoon on the afternoon broadcast. Do you remember Art Bell? He was the originator of Coast to Coast AM, and it's now hosted by George Norrie. I think of him as the finest and most interesting broadcaster ever. I really mean that. Well, Art Bell had a science advisor, a physicist. He's currently in his late 60s. He has a nickname of Rocket. His first name is Richard, so sometimes he trades by Rick. He thinks of himself as Ricky, and sometimes Rickety, and sometimes Rickety Rocket. And Rocket is now one of us here at USAPrepares.com, and we're planning a series of about 10 classes on everything. The moon landing, the Mars landing, Area 51, abrupt climate change, the Philadelphia experiment, metaphysics. And I'd like to know what your thoughts are about this, because this is way off the beaten path of what we normally do right here at USAPrepares.com. Specifically, we talk about preparedness. So moving toward the realm of Art Bell, I'd like to know what your thoughts are. You know, neither Genesis Communications Network or KWTO has given me any rules or guidelines. Both have given me total control and free rein over what happens right here in this broadcast classroom. So what are your thoughts? Please email me from the website, usapreparers.com, and let me know what you think about venturing out into the realm of scientific questions combined with preparedness and survival, or should we stay just with preparedness and survival? Now, I really would like to stay with preparedness and survival, even if we go out to the realm of Art Bell. So what I'm saying is we're not going to do a complete change to address just the scientific world and theories and so forth. But I'm talking about adding to what we normally do. The realm of Art Bell. So contact me, please, at usapreparers.com. And there's a contact tab on the website. Now, Rocket is a friend of Matt Stein. And Rocket has talked with Dr. Norman Shealy. And you know Norman Shealy's on the broadcast classroom with us twice a week, in the morning and the afternoon. And I was thinking about a roundtable with the four of us. So what do you think? Do you think that would be interesting? Do you think we should try to do a two-hour format instead of a one-hour format? I'd like to know what your thoughts are. So, you know what to do. Now, the drought is continuing to get worse right here in the Midwest and actually all over the country. And chopped meat without pink slime is on sale in Springfield, Missouri for $1.89 a pound. We forecasted that prices would fall, and they are, but they will skyrocket after the first of the year. No question about it. And I'd like to tell you that it actually rained here. Last night, we had rain for 3 minutes, and then it stopped. And there's no sign of that rain here this morning. So the drought continues. The leaves are falling from the trees. It looks like fall here. Green leaves have turned red and yellow, and they're falling to the ground. And farmers are now feeding tree leaves to the cows to keep them alive. If you want to purchase hay around here, you can't. It's not available. No hay is available in our area. Last thing I'd like to tell you is we had a meetup last Friday night with Paulette Winotkin. She taught a class on food storage, and Joel Johnson was there. You know him as MacGyver. And he taught a class on low-tech survival when there's no power. And we had an absolutely full house, standing room. And now we've got to move to another location within the restaurant because they can't hold us all. So if you're interested in coming to the meetup, you will be absolutely shocked at what happens. With me is Frank Underhill. He's the CEO of Underhill Securities in Nevada. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here bright and early. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and I'm looking forward to this class. Frank, I'd like to talk about gold, and I'd like to talk about where do you see oil going, and then I'd like to talk a little bit about silver, and I'm looking at my notes here. There's a couple of other things I'd like to talk about. Yeah, about real estate and agriculture, yeah. And what about a new Air Force One? Would that be Air Force 1.1, or is that 2.0, or is it...
Air Force and then let's talk redo, Air Force One redo. I think it's insidious.
Well, let's start with gold, Frank Underhill. Where do you think we're headed?
And, well, I think. Go ahead.
And it's over 1600. So what's going on?
What you are seeing is the dollar starting to ease and abate here, and gold has stayed over 1600 for the last week, and even today, gold is still above 1600. And ironically, you're seeing oil starting to move up, crude moving up, distillates moving up, and if you see the Canadian dollar, it's above the U.S. dollar once again. And this is happening more and more often. These trends are getting closer and closer together. The Canadian dollar sold off, and now it's above par. Gold goes below 1600, rises above 1600, but it's staying up here a little more firmly, as we've seen in the past. And no question about it, Vince, this has been a very brutal summer. Actually, the last 4 months have been brutal, and I guess in part, you know, to Bob Chapman's passing, it's been very brutal. But I think that there's starting to be a base being built here. And you mentioned agriculture. You're looking at flex fuel, corn-based energy. Even you're seeing those prices starting to move up in the pump as well, too. I know here gasoline was selling for $3.20 a gallon. It's now up to $3.45 a gallon, but I filled up for $3.39 yesterday. So you're seeing the dollar E being here. You're seeing the dollar starting to, you know, come down a little bit. But, you know, if this carries on, I think it's pretty positive for gold.
Well, I can tell you that fuel prices are sharply up right here in the Springfield, Missouri community. And I really look at diesel because that's what our trucks use. And diesel was around $3.30 or so a gallon, and now it's up to $3.76, $3.77. So, and it's what's really interesting also is that all the there must be a coffee club meeting for all the gas retailers in the community, because I think they get together every morning and say, okay, what's the price today? Because they all have the same price, and you know, it used to be considered collusion when that kind of thing happened. And but now it's the norm. Nobody in government cares about price fixing, but I'm convinced that's what's happening in our market right here in Missouri.
It has always been like that. As long as history, there's always been cartels. There's always been, to a degree, collusion. I think word comes to mind, OPEC. You know, that's the cartel right there. And even non-OPEC members, you know, such as Canada, or North Sea oil in Northern Sea, they're not OPEC members, but they tend to follow with what OPEC decides. So it basically is a global cartel.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about gold. Now, you mentioned Bob Chapman, and of course, he was a great friend of yours and mine. And are you saying that Bob Chapman had a significant influence in the price of gold because he was advising the physical purchasing and the physical holding of gold as wealth? And now that he's not on the air 20 hours a week, that to remind people about gold and precious metals and so forth, that the price has fallen? Is that what we're talking about?
I wouldn't put that big like he's responsible, but I would say that there are he had a very vast clientele. We know that. And
right,
I think that there's been selling. I think there's been capitulation, people just throwing it out. And I think a lot of that has weathered. Now, I don't know how many of his subscribers who follow his advice would do that, but you know, I just take with a grain of salt. I think that there are a lot of people who lack of direction, just disposing of the asset, basically. But again, I think you're seeing a lot of people have capitulated. They are out, and I think you're starting to see a stability re-enter again. I would like to think that, but I don't think it's the total case. But I think maybe some of it. You know, I just
put that out there. I can tell you that Bob's following was so vast that he would say, okay, buy now. And he would say, hold. And people would call into the various programs and say, okay, will you tell us when the time is to liquidate? And he'd say, I will tell you. Don't do anything until I tell you. You know, or something to those to that effect. And that voice is not there right now from Bob Chapman. So people are, you know, a little bit nervous about the timing because they totally depended on him for what to do, literally. Do you agree with that, or is that just my...
Well, Bob had his sources, that's clear, and he tended to get read between the lines or the inside scoop, and, you know, he had connections overseas as well that would, you know, let him know ahead of time, which, of course, he shared with his subscriber base.
Frank Underhill's with me. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com, and we're talking about gold and gold prices. We're talking about energy. We're going to talk about where we see these prices going. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Underhill's with me, and we've been talking about gold. And so, Frank, are you saying that you see the price of gold going upward? Do I read that right?
Well, if it's not going upward, I sure see it stabilizing. And I think really, I thought if anything, gold would have gone down a lot further, and I mean substantially further than where it has. And if history is of any indication, the dollar index was like at 84.5, and gold puts on a hundred and some odd dollars just on a two point index on the UXD. And so basically, I do see gold moving higher simply because I think pressure is coming off. And that's my prediction. Okay. I don't base that on research, just on historical trends and patterns and what I do see. But, yeah, I do see it moving higher. And I think this will be a boon for silver eventually as well, too. I think if gold continues its pace, I think you'll see silver start to, pick up and right off the back being leveraged to gold, of course.
Frank, I had a fun weekend this weekend, and there was a gun show, a pretty large gun show in Springfield, Missouri, and I mentioned that I would be there, and I met a lot of USAPrepares.com instructors in class, so I was talking to some of the people that I met there, and one person I said, well, do you own a firearm? And he said, yeah, well, I do. And I said, do you have a rifle? And he said, uh-huh. And I asked him what kind. And he said, well, he just bought an AR-15. I said, well, that's great. That's good. And I asked him if he bought some ammunition for it. And he said he did. He bought 2,000 rounds. So that is becoming more and more commonplace, you know, buying a black rifle, a semi-automatic rifle for home defense, and 2,000 rounds of ammunition. You know, that's the kind of thing, Frank, that really didn't happen so much 30 years ago, because people felt that they could just go to the store, you know, the gun shop or you know, sporting goods store, and just buy a box of shells. Now, a box is not enough. They want thousands of rounds. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I'm tying it to the uneasiness, the general uneasiness that people have of what's happening in the economy, what's happening in society, and the oppression that they feel by the federal government. Are you seeing and hearing and feeling those same kinds of things, Frank?
Well, here the hysteria is, I don't think, ramped up to those levels. But on the other hand, locally gun sales here are picking up. Ammunition sales are picking up, and you're probably seeing that more in the suburbs. Now, I live in a metropolitan area where it's not as prevalent, but no question about it, gun sales have been on the increase. And if you look at gun stocks itself, I think they've been starting to pick up again, and so it's quite compelling how you see that playing out into metal. Firearms take a lot of steel, they take a lot of engineering and a lot of fabrication, and I think you're starting to see earnings in that area starting to pick up again. But yeah, people are especially after that movie theater incident. Fellow went to a theater in Ohio, I think, with a gun and got stopped. After that, I'd be afraid to go see a movie now. You're playing roulette, basically.
Well, Larry Pratt was on this broadcast classroom with us, and he indicated quite clearly that if there's a sign that says, or information telling you not to carry your gun into a business, you probably ought to carry it, to protect yourself. That way, you won't be a victim of a massacre like what happened in the Colorado movie theater.
Yeah. And, or just stay away from that place altogether.
Well, that's what
I do. If you're not welcome there with your sidearm, then don't go. Boycott. And again, here a lot of these hotel casinos have movie theaters in them, and a lot of these guards are armed. But I don't know what the response would be to an incident like we saw in Colorado. I think the lesson to be had is just simply just stay home and watch Netflix and don't get involved with these variables.
I agree. I don't go to movie theaters. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with me. We'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about fuel prices.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just got an email from Rickety Rocket, and also known as Rick Rocket, and or Ricky Rocket, and he's a science advisor for Art Bell, and he just said he's really looking forward to working with Dr. Norman Shealy. Class, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to have to give you a warning, because when we go on the air, you're going to have to be well rested. I was talking with him on the phone, and I was taking notes as fast as I could. And he said to me, if you're getting half of what I'm saying, you're doing really well. And I said, I'm getting about half of what you're saying, and I'm going as fast as I can. Let me tell you what, you're going to need to be well-rested for these broadcasts if we do them with our new physicist instructor. Frank, we're talking about the price of fuel. And it looks like Venezuela is preparing a guerrilla army of about 1 million in strength to fend off what they see as an attack by the empire or the United States. Now, it seems that we go around the world beating up small sovereign nations with our military might, and the thread that seems to be consistent with all of these attacks is we only beat up countries that have resources that we're interested in. But the cover story seems to be we're keeping them safe for democracy. And so we go and destroy their infrastructure, we destroy their water systems, their electrical power grid, and so forth, and buildings, and we tell them it's for their own good. And now Venezuela is planning to fight against a potential invasion. It seems that we're chasing all over the globe for oil, and it seems that oil prices are going up. Let's talk about that, Frank.
Well, you are seeing oil going up. You're seeing takeovers in the oil patch right now. You're seeing mergers. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the National Chinese Oil Consortium. They're acquiring Canadian energy companies. And it's not like this. It seems to be going on very, very occasionally. And therefore, they're predicting a bigger demand for energy instead of buying futures in the market. Well, just buy an oil company. And you're seeing a lot of this going on. It's like, but they feel it's the bottom, because you usually see consolidation in the bottom. You're looking at management of Barrick Gold buying, insider buying, not insider selling, insider buying. You're looking at companies like Silver Wheaton injecting money into other mines to participate in the revenue energy stream. And if the U.S. goes in and takes over Venezuela, well, they're buying a huge crude supply of resource there for roughly pennies on the dollar. And the U.S. seems to have a pattern. And you know, gosh, I really, you know, but and like you said, blowing up power, blowing up dams to make work for the materials companies here abroad, like what we're seeing in Iraq and maybe Afghanistan. And they're thankless even at that. And I think that this is I just want to say, with this pick on with Romney and Ryan, I would have felt better if he would have picked Ron Paul on the ticket, because I know that Ron Paul, wouldn't want to go to war against anybody. And he's a real fiscal conservative, and he's on that banking committee. And, this could possibly be part of a setting up for what you just described.
Yeah, and Ron Paul likes peace. He delivered over 4,000 babies. He's a medical doctor. Can you imagine that, having a medical doctor with compassion as the president of the United States? I don't think that would work.
There's a lack of sincerity on that ticket. I think there's a lot of, I think Ron Paul is a very sincere man. He cares about people. And, I don't know to be surprised or not surprised, but this is what we're in for anyways. And, in my business, I thrive in prosperity and peace. I don't thrive in war. I don't know who does.
Well, Bechtel does.
Bechtel, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they thrive in war. And there are a bunch of others. Well, let's talk about your newsletter for just a second, if you would. Tell us what your newsletter contains and how much it costs.
Well, it contains information on current events, on resources, And the cost is nil. I'm more than happy to send it out to anyone who sends me an email or gets in contact with mediums like yourself. I'm more than happy to supply it to them. I'm probably one of the very few that does issue this, and I'm more than happy to send it out. I write generally, my business is focused on resources and Canadian resources at that, and Americans know very little about them. You know, case in point, you know, we talk about agriculture and the drought. There's a lot of Canadian growers and a lot of wheat pools up there that are more than happy to supply the demand for that commodity down here. You're looking at farmers in Texas buying wheat or grains to feed their animals. Southeastern chicken poultry producers are buying grains from Brazil to feed their lots, and then here's this drought that American farmers are really missing out on an opportunity, especially with these high prices. You can have the high prices, but if you don't have it to sell into these markets, then it's really mute. It's no good to you. And, you know, I love Canadian agriculture because I think we were mentioning last week about being in Oregon, how there was plenty of green pastures there, plenty of cattle there. And but you did say it's expensive. But it doesn't do you any good if it's expensive if you don't have the product to sell into that particular market.
Well, what's happening right here in the Midwest is farmers are in an absolute panic. And frankly, I don't know what to do. My herd of cows is about half the size that it was about 4 months ago. We saw this coming, and we sold half, and we kept our very best cows. There's no question. I mean, why would we not? However, we are going through. We only have maybe 170,000 pounds of hay left, and after that, we are in trouble. And 170,000 pounds of hay is nothing. So, and you know, I've been trying to buy hay all weekend, and I don't even get return phone calls from farmers that I've dealt with in the past. They don't even call me back. I mean, these are friends of mine. So obviously they're overwhelmed, and it's not that they're mad at Vinny, because there's no reason to be. So I'll tell you what, this is a new era for us, and I mentioned last week that I was interested in buying a backhoe. Well, I went to look at one over the weekend. I just fell in love with it. It's a used backhoe, and it's going to be here at the farm in about an hour. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, and what's going to happen? We're going to start digging out our ponds and making provisions so that if it ever does rain in a quantity that's worth mentioning, we'll be able to capture and store some of that water for the animals. And maybe we'll be able to continue farming. I don't know. But that's what's happening not just on our side of the road. It's happening on the other side of the road, up the road, down the road, and all around here. It's real serious, class. Well, okay, so fuel prices. We're going head-to-head with some countries that have some fuel, and looks like we want to dominate and control them, and it looks like Venezuela is concerned about us going over there because, I mean, they're close, and fuel prices are going higher. Where do you see the future? Do you see continued price increases, or do you think it's going to level off?
I see continued increasing, and you know, on the energy front itself, no one has talked about what if OPEC cuts back production?
They did that once,
and no one talked
many
about
times,
that. It can happen. And,
do you remember that? You know, Frank, there was an oil embargo years ago, and our production or the availability of crude was down about 5%, and it put the United States of America in a tailspin. People were lined up at 4 o'clock in the morning for gas stations to be able to get gas at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, they would line up 4 hours early in the dark and just to get $3 worth of fuel. It was absolutely crazy. And, I mean, I remember that. And you could only buy gas depending on the last digit of your license plate. So if it was an even number on the last digit of your license plate, you could get gas on an even day. And if your license plate was odd, you could get it on an odd day. And now, there were some people that had overrides to that system. That would be like a medical doctor. He would be able to, or she would be able to get, you know, enough gasoline to go back and forth to the hospital and make the rounds, you know, in the days of doctors making house calls. They don't do that anymore. But, you know, and politicians, I'm sure they got all the gas they wanted. But the rest of us, man, oh, man, it was tough. And people were commuting, and it was great for saving energy. But we wasted so much energy being in those long lines. You probably wasted $2 worth of gasoline being in the line to get $3 worth of gasoline. It's horrible.
I don't know if we'll see that again, but, you know, there's always that element. And, of course, you know, the world population is constantly growing. And look, the United States isn't the only consumer of oil. You've got Brazil. You got Russia. You got Europe. You got South America, Asia. And I think there is going to be a tightening of this supply, and I think prices do eventually have to go higher. And look, if you look at a long term chart, has oil really gone down a whole lot?
Has oil gone down?
No, but I think when Clinton was in, it went down to $8 or $9, but that's because the U.S. Dollar was rallying strongly. But since then, it just keeps creeping up higher and higher. It went up to like 130, 140 when Bush second was in, and then but it seems to be staying in the 75, you know, $100 range here. So this is probably the new basement for the crude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was talking to a guy about a bulldozer, and he knows a guy that owns a bulldozer, and he uses $400 worth of diesel fuel a day. $400 worth of diesel fuel a day in a bulldozer. Frank Underhill's with me. If you'd like a copy of his newsletter, you can contact him. I'll tell you how when we get back on the other side of the break. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Looks like fuel prices are going to stay up for quite a while. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with me. UnderhillSecurities.com. And, class, if you'd like to get in touch with him after the broadcast, he's a little tied up right now, but right after the broadcast, 702-987-5449. One more time, 702-987-5449. UnderhillSecurities.com. This afternoon, John Reagan's going to be with me. He's going to be talking about the financial state of the union. That's at the 3 o'clock broadcast. Information's on the website. We've been talking about gasoline prices. We've been talking about gold prices. What about real estate? What's going on there?
Well, they say things are starting to pick up and turn around, and I think this is probably what the managed media would have you want to believe. I'm seeing more vacant homes popping up. I'm seeing more, people moving out. I see the people, the banks are not lending money, you know, even though with these historically low interest rates. And of course, banks are also holding back a shadow inventory of properties that I think as they put them out over the market over time, it'll probably still, you know, compound the problem. Look, the bottom line is as long as people are underwater on their homes, there's no relief until you start seeing positive equity return. Another portion of my newsletter I put out is I try to suggest Americans purchase not only where it's geographically safe, but, you know, the asset, but geographically. People should be looking at Canadian real estate also as a means to invest. And half of Canada does not have a mortgage. You cannot deduct interest on your taxes up there. There's no impetus for the government there to foster along home ownership. where we saw that experiment here and look where that got us, you know, equal opportunity lender, ninja loans, no doc, and up there they never had that. And that's why you see a buoyancy there, because people who own a home can generally afford a home, where here, when we saw where interest rates going up, you have 1% rate increase in the mortgage, you see $300 lopped onto your monthly mortgage payment. And this is what put people behind, or balloon payments. So I think here it's still going to be like this for quite some time. And can I just say, with real estate, like any other asset to invest in, I'm a buy and hold person. I like to own an asset and let the management do the work. And if you invest properly the first time, you know, you'll be rewarded. Not maybe through immediate capital gains, but you know, through income or through growth. And that's a way that people should be looking at it in investing, basically. So that being said, I think here in the States, I think there's still a long, long way to go for any kind of recovery, just simply because banks aren't lending to begin with.
Well, I see the same exact thing that you're talking about. It's absolutely clear. And I'm a buy and hold type person also. I don't look at the short run for anything. I mean, really, I don't. You know, the proof of it is I built a stone house, and it's hard to move that. So I look at the long run, and I look at investing, and I look at reasonable returns, and I'm not expecting any lottery winnings on the Finelli property. It's just not going to happen because, well, first of all, I don't play the lottery, and I don't gamble in any way, shape, or form. But I guess what you're saying is you have the same philosophy that Bob Chapman did. Go for the long haul.
The long haul, because your outlook, your life expectancy is probably going to be longer. You can't count on Social Security. You need to have something that's going to be income sustenance, and that's where people should be investing.
Frank Underhill, thank you so much for being with us in the classroom today. You'll be back next Monday. Tomorrow morning, right here on Genesis Communications Network, Matt Stein. Matt Stein, MIT engineer and best-selling author. Survival. Above all, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. You know that. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.